It was a rainy afternoon at the University of Ghana Sports Stadium, but the weather couldn't wash away the energy, the excitement and emotions of what will become one of the most iconic days in Ghanaian women's football history. This was the Women's Football Festival, a powerful one-day doubleheader celebrating resilience, rivalry and the rise of new champions. Two trophies, two unforgettable finals, one incredible story. The day kicked off with the Women's FA Cup final as Fate Ladies took on Junina Ladies in a spirited battle under the rain in a rivalry and survival clash. The match went into extra time, but slippery turf and heavy skies didn't slow down Erica Obing Apreku, who stole the spotlight with a brilliant breeze in the second half of the extra time, scoring both goals in the 106th and 112th minutes to secure a 2-0 win and deliver Fate Ladies their first ever Women's FA Cup title.
And it's a goal! Joyce Atimbila finally breaks the deadlock for Junina Ladies.
Fate Ladies general captain Portia Nana Prempeh expressed her delight at winning her first ever FA Cup title, despite the team being relegated from the Women's League this season.
We sat, we planned, we trained, we didn't rest, we didn't sleep. We went all out, both morning and evening, we were going because we wanted to take a trophy. There's nothing like you fighting and there's not a title. You going out and be beaten, coming home without a title. So indeed, we knew that we have to take a title and we came out today and you saw it. We came all out with the passion, even in the rain, the passion was there and we won the trophy. And the motivation, as I said, it comes from our coach.
A historic moment, a trophy won, and a dream finally realized. And now, as the rain continues to fall, the stage is set for the main event, the Champion of Champions clash in the Malta Guinness Women's Premier League. The question on everyone's mind, can Police Ladies dethrone the Giants and claim their first ever league title? The answer was a resounding yes. The Blue and Black Ladies dominated, beating Ampem Dakwa 2-0 with goals that sealed their historic win and crowned them champions.
A night for a beautiful date with destiny. Faith had a beautiful ending. Pitch of the sides would equally join Faith Ladies to celebrate tonight on this wet Sunday evening.
In one corner stood the determined Police Ladies. In the other, the shadow of dominance from Hazakes Ladies and Ampem Dakwa. For a decade, those two clubs have owned the top of the women's game in Ghana, with Hazakes Ladies with 5 titles and Northern Ladies giant Ampem Dakwa in pursuit of their 4th. But today, Police Ladies came to rewrite the script. The women in blue and black delivered a tactical masterclass led by head coach Abu Kassim Tabasu and his backroom staff. Janet Ayiam lit up the final with a brilliant header in the 27th minute, giving the Police Ladies the lead in style. Then, with just a minute left on the clock, she sealed the moment with a clinical strike in the 89th minute, securing a stunning 2-0 victory and delivering Police Ladies their first ever league title in an unforgettable fashion.
Great kick for Police Ladies. It's Wagen and it's a goal. Police Ladies gets the first goal. Look at the passion, look at that celebration. Beautifully sent in. And Jen Ayiam, wow, with her striker's instincts, wow, well intact, headed it home and gave Police Ladies the lead.
It was a brace day, not just for Ayiam, but for the girls overall, as both the FA Cup final showcased dominant performances and historic wins.
They are the winners of the Ghana Women's Premier League for the 2024-2025 season.
In an exclusive interview with Sporty FM, head coach and chief inspector Abu Kassim Tabasu shared his pride in the team's journey and legacy they just began.
I don't have the words, you know, I think qualified enough to describe how I feel. I'm beyond elation, I'm beyond happiness, satisfaction, gratitude. I know this is not just from our effort alone. God wanted us to have this. God showed us the ways. So the happiness, I can't describe. Unbearable. And the thing is, if we could go to the FA Cup final with a makeshift team twice, that means we can beat anybody if we have a quality side. My players are very, very good. They are very, very smart.
Goal scorer Janet Eyam, midfield maestro Grace Enima, Black Queens defender Felicity Esuoko, and veteran goalkeeper Nanama Santwa were all smiles soaked in rain, but glowing with pride.
Yeah, we are very excited. As you can see, this is our first time of being in this kind of competition. So for this rain.
But the most powerful moment came from Deputy Commissioner of Police and Director General of the Criminal Investigations Department, Madam Lydia Yadonko, who also serves as CEO of Police Ladies, with the Inspector General of Police watching from the stands. She stood tall, emotions in her eyes, as she witnessed her team conquer history and lift their first ever league title.
I'm so happy. I'm so, so happy. You saw when the goals came that I was excited. You know, we really fought for this. They really deserve this win. They fought so hard. We've come close every season. Last season, FA Cup final, we were close. Army beat us. And then the season before that, Ampendakwa beat us at Abankese. So this is the second time we have met them in a final. And we've shown them that we can't lose twice in a row. So we've done it.
Director of Sports, Ghana Police Service, ASP Ansa Yakubu Asmeni, and Team Welfare Manager, Inspector Hannah Nunu, echoed those sentiments, thrilled by the dedication, unity, and sacrifice it took to reach this peak.
It hasn't been very easy. You know, it's been the tenacity of purpose and diligence. Discipline will not be left out. That is how we have come this far.
The headline sponsor of the Women's Premier League, Malta Guinness Marketing Manager Dina Asabia Dako, praise the growth, energy, and drama of the 2024-2025 season.
I think my most exciting moment is actually the finals. We came on board 3 years ago, and for the first time in the finals, I'm not seeing Hazakes and Ampendakwa. I'm seeing Ampendakwa and Police Ladies. For me, it's very fulfilling. Not because I'm against Hazakes, but I think the whole point was to elevate the league to make it more competitive. I think that's where we are getting.
And in a spirit of sportsmanship, Hazakes Lady CEO Evelyn Insia commended the competitive spirit and the strength of the league.
Football is developing, and then women's football is also developing at the fastest pace. So if you want to rely on your past glories, and I see that Hazakes Lady and Dakwa, we believe that we have the men, we have the women to do the work for us.
From the opening whistle to the final trophy lift, from the rain-soaked jerseys to the tear-streaked smiles, the Women's Football Festival proved one thing. Ghanaian women's football is rising and it's unstoppable. New champions have emerged, barriers have been broken, and young girls watching from the stands now know they can be the next heroes. From Accra, this has been your wrap of the Women's Football Festival, where queens rule the pitch and history was rewritten in the rain. Police Ladies crowned champions of the Malta Guinness Women's Premier League, while Faith Ladies secured the Women's FA Cup. Queens of the pitch, inside the fairy tale season of Police Ladies and Faith Ladies. This piece was written by Janet Nanekia Mankwa, produced by Angela Mensah, with sound engineering by Moses Yeboa, executive producer Gary Al Smith.
A beautiful night that she has crowned for herself and her team with two beautiful goals. They are the winners of the Ghana Women's Premier League for the 2024-2025 2025 season, a security service team. Police ladies are the ball takers, Women's Premier League champions.